Is Jesus Christ the only way to heaven? Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell reveals the answer of how you can know you have eternal life.
When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, a reservation is marked down, and you can know that when you arrive to heaven, it's been prepared for you. This reservation for heaven has been sealed, and when you're saved, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What a wonderful promise that we have a home in heaven that is undefiled.
The challenges of life can leave you looking for answers that only Christ can provide. In our series, Only Jesus, we'll explore what the Bible says about who Jesus is and why you must make Him the Savior and Lord of your life. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. The truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is more than a simple historic fact to know. It is the hope of every believer. Through Dr. Chappell's clear and engaging message, you will understand what the Bible says about Jesus Christ, why it matters to you, and how you can apply these truths to your life today. And now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with part two of a message called, Only Jesus Offers Hope.
And he knew that would be troubling for the disciples. He knew when they saw him ascend up into heaven that their heart would be troubled. So he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He says, understand something. I'm simply going away to prepare a place for you. It's not that I'm leaving you forever. I'm preparing a place so that we might come together. And Peter tells us this place is incorruptible. There's no rust. There's no decay. It is undefiled. There's no sin. There's no cancer. There's no COVID-19. It is undefiled. He says it fades not away. It's not something that is temporary like the residences of this planet Earth. But my favorite part of 1 Peter chapter 1 is where it says, reserved in heaven for you. God says, I want you to know that this place is reserved for you. You see, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, a reservation is marked down, and you can know that when you arrive to heaven, it's been prepared for you. Oh, what a blessing to know that. I know that many people have canceled reservations the last few months, hotels and airlines, and many have said, I don't want to go anywhere. But I want you to understand this reservation for heaven has been sealed. And when you're saved, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What a wonderful promise that we have a home in heaven that is undefiled, and it can be reserved simply by faith in Jesus Christ. And so we see this place called heaven. Jesus is preparing it for us, and it is a permanent residence. Oh, in Revelation 21 in verse 4, we read more about heaven. It tells us that God will wipe away all tears from our eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Oh, what sorrow people have experienced this past week. But may I say that when Jesus Christ is your Savior, you are never alone. May I say to you this morning that with Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And Revelation tells us that in heaven there's no tears, there's no pain, there's no sickness. This is hope that no political party can offer. This is hope that no church can offer. This is hope that only Jesus can offer to the believer today. Oh, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 1 says it this way, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. John the Apostle said in 1 John 3 and 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, not only is there a wonderful home that's been prepared for us in heaven, not only is there a place for you that are the redeemed of Christ, but there's also a new body awaiting you. The Bible says there in 1 John that when he shall appear, not only will we see him, but we shall be like him. We'll have a glorified body, a new body, and a new home for all of eternity. Oh, you say, give me more detail on that. I'm going to tell you, some of it just comes down to faith in the Word of God. But I do know that when Jesus arose from the dead and when he appeared to his disciples, he literally walked through the wall of one house, literally ascended up back into heaven and was transported there. I believe our new bodies will have no pain, no disease. They will be like unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day the trump of God will sound and the dead in Christ will rise first. And we which are alive and remain will join together with them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Oh, the world may have a sullen spirit and a discouraged spirit. But God says, be comforted with the fact that there is hope in a person and his name is Jesus. And there is hope in a place. And the name of that place is heaven. And you can claim that as your very own as a child of God. I'm thankful that in Jesus Christ, we have such hope today. My friend, if you are in Christ, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You'll be alive forevermore with Jesus Christ. There's hope in a person. There's hope in a place. But may I say finally this morning, there's hope in a promise. And I want you to see the promise now. You see, Jesus says in John 14 and verse 3, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, that where I am, there ye may be also. Now, if all we did was gather and talk about Jesus as the person, that would be wonderful. And heaven as the place, that's awesome. But the best part is that we serve a God who is powerful enough to deliver on these promises. This is not just a religious moment of speaking today. This is founded upon the truth of God's Word. And the Bible is very clear that we have a promise of personal resurrection. Do you remember one of the verses from last week, John 11, 25? Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. This is the promise of God to you and to me, that if we believe in him, even though we die, yet shall we live, and we live eternally because of Jesus Christ. This is the promise of resurrection to all who believe on Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that it's a promise not only of resurrection, but it's the promise of eternal life. If you have a Bible this morning, turn, if you would, to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11. I want you to see what the Bible says here in 1 John 5, 11. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. You see, here God says, I want you to know that you have everlasting life. Now, I want you to think about this morning. Do you know that you have everlasting life? Is this something that's settled in your heart? Something that you have an assurance of? Years ago, I was speaking to Congressman J.C. Watts, and I said to him, tell me how you got saved. He said, I went to a revival meeting, and the preacher said, if you're 99% sure that you're saved, you're 100% lost. In other words, if you're saved, you can know it based upon the Bible. You may not always feel as close to God as you'd like to feel, but you can always know that you have eternal life. John the Apostle said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Friend, do you know that today? Because yes, we have hope in a person, Christ, in a place, heaven, but our hope is found in the promise of God to deliver. And if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you can claim that promise as your very own today. And so we see God giving us his word that we can have eternal life. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50, now I say, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the trump will sound. The dead in Christ will raise incorruptible and shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. In other words, there is coming a day, according to the promises of the Bible, when this corruptible body will put on incorruptible, and when we will dwell with the Lord for all of eternity. Oh, we sorrow not as others which have no hope. There is hope in Jesus, and only in Jesus can you have the hope of eternal life. And so I want to remind every believer today, lift up your heart, my friend. Let not your heart be troubled. I know difficult times abound, but if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have hope, and you know it today. But there might be someone watching us this morning that doesn't know it. You don't know the hope that is found in the person of Christ. You don't know that there's hope in a home in heaven. You've never really received the promise of God. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to receive Christ as your Savior. If you're not 100% sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior, if you do not have hope in Christ, you can have it today. For the Bible declares, whoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, these are emphatic promises from the Bible that you may know that you have everlasting life. If you would like to know that you have everlasting life, you've already heard me preach today. Jesus is God's Son. Jesus shed His blood to cover your sin. Now you must simply call to Him. And I want to encourage you to do that right now. And you can do it simply by praying to God from your heart, from your car, from your kitchen table, wherever you might be. Would you say something like this to the Lord? Let me help you pray this morning. Simply say to the Lord Jesus, "Dear Lord, I confess to you that I am a sinner. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died and rose again for me. Right now, I'm turning to you, Jesus, and I'm trusting in you only to be my Savior." Friend, when you trust Christ to be your Savior, that reservation for a home in heaven is made. It is sealed by the Spirit of God. Would you like to do that today? Just call to the Lord and just simply say, "Dear Lord, I confess to you that I am a sinner, and I ask you to come into my heart, forgive my sin, be my Savior. I trust in you and you alone right now." And when you call upon the Lord to save you, the Bible is clear that you can rest in the promise of His person. Jesus is the Son of God, the place of heaven for you. He has the power to make this possible in your life. And if you already know Christ as your Savior, I want to remind you, friend, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me, Jesus said, and remember His promises just for you. Stand on the promises of His word this week. Next Sunday morning, we'll continue to study what it means to trust in only Jesus and how He provides for us specifically as His children in times like these. Oh, in times like these, we need a Savior. And I'm so glad that Jesus Christ is our Savior. I'd like to pray with you as this service concludes this morning. Let's pray for those who have prayed to receive Christ, and let's ask God to give us strength throughout this week.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.